On Monday night, the Chicago Blackhawks hoisted the Stanley Cup in Boston after rallying to beat the Bruins late in Game 6 of the finals. Following a lockout that nearly killed the season, the NHL closed out the 2013 campaign with a rare matchup of two original six teams at the end of a memorable postseason. Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports.
On December 6, 2012, this was the sound of NHL hockey.
I am disappointed beyond belief that we are where we are tonight, and we're going to have to take a deep breath and try and regroup.
That's Commissioner Gary Bettman announcing yet another breakdown in negotiations with the NHL Players Association. It would take another month before a new collective bargaining agreement was in place, but eventually the real sound of NHL hockey did return. That's the crowd at Boston's TD Garden on Monday at the start of Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Chicago Blackhawks and Boston Bruins. Fans didn't know it then, but a wild ending was in the works, an appropriate finish to one of the most intense postseasons in NHL history. A total of 27 playoff games went into overtime, one short of tying the league record set in 1993. Bruins coach Claude Julien says after the lockout, the NHL fans deserved it.
You know, if I'm the guy on the other side, I know how I would have felt. And our fans are very forgiving and supportive, and that's what this scheme needs. And in order for us to thank them or pay them back, you got to give them that the kind of hockey I think that they saw from all the teams here in the playoffs.
The road to the playoffs was new terrain for the NHL. Because of the lost time during the lockout, the league cut the schedule from 82 games to 48. That suited the Blackhawks just fine. They came out on a tear, going 24 games without losing in regulation. Chicago coach Joel Quenneville.
Yeah, it was kind of like the season we had. It was one of those seasons we were saying, oh, we're almost charmed with that. The way we started the season, the way it ended, it was nobody saw that one coming either way.
The Bruins and Blackhawks took three of the first four finals contests into overtime, including a triple OT thriller in Game 1. Coming into Game 6, Chicago led the series 3-2, but there was still hope for Boston. A late Milan Lucic goal gave the Bruins a 2-1 lead, and the crowd at TD Garden could see Game 7 on the horizon. Even when Blackhawks forward Brian Bickell tied it up with under 90 seconds left to play, it seemed fitting. So there'd be another overtime game in a series already loaded with them. Then, 17 seconds later, Dave Bolin gave Chicago a 3-2 lead and the Stanley Cup, Chicago's second title in 4 years. Bruins defenseman Andrew Ferentz said the end of the game was shocking.
How close every game was, you know, to, you know, for both teams, and how hard fought this series was. It's tough to be disappointed in the effort. You know, it's more just disappointed in the outcome that is. It's a sick feeling to lose like that, but it's a sick feeling to lose anyway.
Bruins fans were stunned. Blackhawks fans were thrilled. But during the presentation of the cup, they stood unified to let Commissioner Gary Bettman know that the lockout wasn't entirely forgotten.
Let's have a big hand for the Boston Bruins and the Chicago Blackhawks.
Long after fans in black and gold left the building, a small but vocal crowd of Chicago road trippers wearing red celebrated in the stands, pounding the plexiglass as players lifted, kissed, and posed with the cup on the ice. Asked about his game winner, Boland equated the moment with a more personal aspect of his life.
I think it's better than almost sex, but it was a huge goal.
Chicago's Brian Bickell also spoke about the emotion of winning it all.
You know, to be where I am now, you can't beat it. And it's, I'm on cloud nine.
It's safe to assume NHL officials are nodding their heads in agreement. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.